Carter sitting down for a minute, it seems. For the benefit of you who weren't here at either of our other two shows today, over here on my right is Cousin Thelma Bolton. She's the director of special events. Give her a big hand, Cousin Thelma Bolton. Don't you think the park's beautiful here at night? All these lights, I think it's very pretty. Right back here, the fella all geared up with the earphones and around the speaking system, Mr. Foster Barnes, the director of the park here. Give Mr. Barnes a good hand. All yours, Cousin Thelma.
You see, that's what happens when somebody pulls your coattail. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce Aubrey Fowler, who is president of our Florida Folk Festival Association, the association to which all of you should belong. Only cost you $2 a year, and oh, you'd get a lot of pleasure out of being a member to back the show to give us moral support and inspire us to carry on with our collecting and recording and presenting here this wonderful festival every year, the first weekend in May. Here's Cousin Aubrey Fowler, president of the association, from Live Oak.
Thank you very much, Cousin Thelma. I'm sorry that I missed out this morning and today, but just a bad night last night and a summons to court this morning sometimes changes your plans just a bit. Dear friends, cousin, and kindred, it seems ironical for me to say a welcome to you here for the 7th Annual Folk Festival, because we deeply feel that the Folk Festival belongs to all of us, every one of us, and that it is so much a part of us and that we are so much a part of it, that surely all of us feel right much at home here, and it's just good for us to get together. Surely, though, truly and sincerely, I welcome you here for this our most festive event of the year, and as I welcome you, I'm sincerely wishing that I had the ability to somehow convey to you our heartfelt appreciation for your interest, your effort, and your time and your support. You know, it's just simply great, and frankly, I sometimes feel that we too much take it for granted, that we here in America can come together in this beautiful Stephen Foster Memorial Park, right here on the banks of the beautiful Suwannee River, immortalized by Stephen Foster, and get hold of a deeper and more sincere appreciation for the traditional way of life that most surely is our heritage. I sincerely hope that when this, our 7th Annual Folk Festival, has ended, that we will begin immediately to plan for our 8th, our 9th, our 10th, and so on down the line, so that through them in the years to come, we can give to another generation a lot of the honest-to-goodness, real America that our forefathers gave to us. And whether it be an art, a craft, a song, a tale of old, a dance, a game, a mode of worship, or something else good, may God help us to be good stewards of it, and not only stewards of it, but givers of it to others, that it might live throughout the ages to come. It's good to have you again this year, and may your presence be long remembered by both of us as a most high and lofty time and visit. A great time to be remembered by both of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cousin Aubrey. I know that those remarks came from the bottom of your heart, and we needed to hear them. They inspire us and make us all work a little bit harder for this wonderful folk festival. Now, I believe Billy Bowlegs is still eating his supper. I haven't seen his bright colored hat come by. But that doesn't matter.
Thank you, Miss Bolton, very much. Very happy to be here again this year. I'd like to contribute a little bit to the program, if I may. And I told these boys this morning, boys and girls this morning, I've been on the road for about a week getting here. And finally, about 17 miles west of Valdosta, my little pinto pony gave out, and I had to walk clear here this morning. So many has happened, so many things have happened. Now we're all educated. I'm standing here talking to you in English. I think it's English. So, without any further talking, I think I'll chant a couple of songs for you. These are the chants the Creeks in Oklahoma still have during their Green Corn Festival, beginning in June through July. They have these dances, and much the same as they were when they were around this area. And there are two chants I usually do, and I'd like for you to help me on the end. Hey.